might have heard this. The FDA taking away all those nasty things it said about ivermectin. Ivermectin, one of the most celebrated drugs in world history. Won a Nobel Prize for medicine. More than 1 million doses a day taken all over the world, sometimes much higher. Ivermectin, a respected medicine until COVID came along, and then it was attacked. My next guest, Dr. Haydar Elbaz, is the director of functional medicine at the Wellness Company. Doctor, good to have you back on the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
Good morning. So ivermectin, all of a sudden, it's not a horse dewormer anymore. Remarkable. Remember how they put that thing out? Stop taking a horse dewormer, y'all. It was one of the most embarrassing things I've ever seen. This is a medicine that is used off-label regularly, won the Nobel Prize in medicine, is respected and safe, but it only costs a couple dollars a tablet. It doesn't make people billionaires. I think that was probably the biggest issue involved. But what do you make? How important is this?
Yeah, I mean, it's a monumental victory for medical freedom. And it's basically acknowledging the importance of evidence-based medicine over their science, as they claim they had science. Science for, you know, the vaccines, and they didn't have science for ivermectin. In fact, ivermectin has many studies, hundreds of studies, showing its efficacy and safety in treatments, and not just, of course, a dewormer and a parasitic treatment, but also great for the beginning and for the COVID-19 infections, and it saves lives. It doesn't
right.
kill you like remdesivir does and like ventilating you does, right?
Yeah. If you went on a ventilator during COVID, your chance of survival was less than 10%. My personal experience with ivermectin is simple. I got very sick after Christmas 2021. I was on my way down. I called my doctor, said I want ivermectin. She argued with me, wouldn't give it to me. An hour later, she called, said, well, you can have it if you want it, but it won't do anything. I was really getting very sick, 10 o'clock in the morning. Drove an hour to get the medication because she finally broke down. I took it by that evening. A few hours later, I had come back 90%. It happened that fast. That's how well ivermectin worked for me, and I was in a bad place, and I came back quickly. Ivermectin worked for me. That's my personal story, and I think that would have been the personal story of a lot of people had they been given the chance, which they weren't, doctor, because it was denied to them. And people like you that said ivermectin could work were silenced. How wrong was that?
Exactly. The real science was silenced, right? But we were the conspiracy theorists that were spreading the misinformation when we actually had the correct information. We had science. Again, they didn't have science. They were trying to hide science for 75 years, right? And then when you take these vaccines, inserts, they're empty. So what science exactly do they think they had? They had no science. Ivermectin is proven to work. It's a miraculous drug. It works very quickly, and it saves lives. Like I said, it's very important to have.
But here's what I don't understand. And here's what millions of people do not understand. The FDA has lots of doctors and scientists and people who understand. Why would the FDA be so willing to lie about the safety and efficacy of ivermectin during COVID? Why did these healthcare professionals lie to us? Why?
Because they're prioritizing their own pharmaceutical interest over patients' health. That's why, right? Because they want to make that money. Because they knew if people were taking ivermectin, which is a cheap drug that actually works and doesn't kill them, then they can't control you. They can't give you those vaccines because the ivermectin is already working. Why should I take something that can possibly kill me? And because it's their own best interest, and, you know, they're influenced by external pressure, right? Their own money-making companies over the patient's best interest. They don't care about the patient's health. They care about their own pocket.
And that is control. Just, I mean, that is criminal, is what that is. It's criminal. And not just ivermectin. There were other treatments that could have been considered and looked at, but everything was silenced. Go home. I mean, it's the only illness that I've ever been aware of, hey, you're not really that sick. Go home till you're really, really sick. Then come back and we'll ventilate you, intubate you, and you will die because the chance of survival, like I said, the death rate of people being intubated was better than 90% across the board on average. That's it. If you got the tube, you were done. What other good treatments were out there that got ignored?
Right. So hydroxychloroquine was another one that they said does not work. And it's another great, well, malaria treatment, but it's another great medication along with ivermectin that worked miraculously. And then, of course, you know, they never mentioned vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, sunshine, sleep, right? Take your masks off. Don't wear them because they will weaken your immune system. Don't be isolated. Also, be around people. Get outside. So they literally tell you all the good things not to do is what they said don't do. The good things to do is what they said don't do.
Right.
They took away all of our freedom, away all of our common sense. Well, we kept our common sense. They had no common sense in that. So
what do we do? I mean, I know the wellness company I just talked about here a moment ago. The wellness company has these great kits that has ivermectin, a whole bunch of other drugs, antibacterials, antibiotics, antivirals, all available. So you can't get shut off and cut off by the government if they come along with some other crazy idea about, oh, you can't have that. It's a horse dewormer. Right. But really, the last question I have for you, how does the FDA ever get its reputation back, ever?
Yeah, I mean, you know, transparency, accountability. You have to be able to trust a company. You have to be able to trust an organization. And I don't know if that's really possible. I mean, we fought to get our, you know, the true science out. And that took a long time, like 4 years after the fact, right? I don't know if it's possible to really regain complete trust in the FDA, to be honest.
But yeah, dangerous time. If you can't trust the FDA when it comes to something like this, you really can't trust them ever. By the way, if you want to get one of those kits, I mentioned it earlier, I mention it again, twc.health/Gruber. You can save 10% on your order today. You can get one of these emergency medical kits. It will have ivermectin. They also have great first aid kits and travel packs. The wellness company is the gold standard for all of these things. Doctor, I greatly appreciate you coming and telling the truth about ivermectin, because we need to keep telling people we got lied to. Lied to. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
We got lied to by the FDA. How do they ever get their reputation back? They don't. TWC.health/Gruber. Don't ever get caught without the things you need to keep yourself safe and your family safe. TWC.health/Gruber. Save 10%. I'll be right back.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. And it sounds like peace of mind, knowing our lakes will be better protected by placing Line 5 in the Great Lakes Tunnel. And that we've added extra safety measures while we work to build it. Because we're committed to keeping the Great Lakes safe for generations to come. Tomorrow is on. Visit Enbridge.com/Line 5 for more information. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Patriots Relief, your America First CBD brand, invites you to come experience the incredible benefits of CBD. But here's the scoop, folks. CBD is not marijuana. It comes from hemp, which has the highest concentration of CBD. Hemp's been around for centuries, and it won't get you high. People use CBD to manage pain, stress, anxiety, and to help them sleep. It's also great for pets, trust me on that. CBD is here to help. The best CBD comes from PatriotsRelief.com. PatriotsRelief.com, or call 877-230-1776. Promo code Gruber for 40%.